Pounder, with Frankie Miller and Darling, bringing the time up to 12:17 here on Wonderland Radio, telecommunity broadcasting on 228 metres medium wave and 1359 kHz AM. And how about having peace of mind and calm of body without drugs? I mentioned this a few weeks ago on the radio here on Wonderland, and some people asked me to call out a few more points on it. So here we go. But first, a hush of peace, a soundless calm descends. The struggle of distress and fierce impatience ends. Mute music soothes my breast on uttered harmony that I could never dream till earth was lost to me. It is Emily Bronte who thus poetically summed up what's now known as the relaxation response. She was not the first to examine and record her feelings about the peace of soul and bodily calm achieved through relaxation. St. Augustine wrote about shutting off the mind from external thoughts to produce a mental solitude. William James, one of the fathers of modern psychology, called it a mystical feeling of enlargement, union and emancipation that has no specific intellectual content of its own. Throughout the last 20 years, a growing number of transcendental meditators have dubbed it an altered state of unconsciousness. Well, but whatever you choose to call it, the implications for your health of achieving complete relaxation once or twice in a busy day are profound. Meditation has been found under laboratory conditions to produce various changes in the body, including an increase in the intensity and frequency of alpha brain waves and a significant reduction in heart, breathing rate and consumption of oxygen. In addition, muscle tension relaxed, and over a period of time, people with high blood pressure were able to reduce it by meditation. But meditation is not the only way to create the relaxation response. One simple technique works this way. So why not put your feet up there, wherever you are, maybe on a chair or maybe in bed, having a little rest there. Put your feet off. Put your feet up, but don't don't get into the bed, just lie on the bed. First of all, you sit in a comfortable position in a quiet place. Close your eyes and deeply relax all your muscles, beginning with your toes and moving slowly up to your face, making an effort to keep relaxed the muscles you started with. Breathing through your nose, become aware of your breathing, and underline that awareness by counting to yourself one each time you breathe out. The repetition of the word helps to break the train of thought which can otherwise distract you. You can continue this for 10 or 20 minutes, opening your eyes now and again to check the time. And don't use an alarm clock. Whatever you do, waiting for that buzz will tense you up in spite of your best efforts. And towards the end of your allotted time, you will be okay. And a vital thing to remember when you set out to relax in this way is that there is nothing competitive about it. Put out of your head anything anybody may have told you about different levels of relaxation or about the ecstasy or altered mental states. Just stick with your own repeated calm breathing and your own relaxed muscles. And the result of relaxation sessions varies from one person to another. But even if you feel unchanged, your body will benefit from the process. Once or twice daily for between 10 and 20 minutes is enough to produce benefits for most people. More is not necessarily better. And people who engage in a great deal of meditation tend to develop minor problems which counterbalance their benefits. And in a fast-paced, pressured world, we need relaxation. We need it without drugs where possible, and we need it much more than many of the daily events we take for granted. A 10-minute relaxation break, for instance, would be much more beneficial to most hired workers than a 10-minute coffee break complete with chocolate biscuit and a cigarette. So there's a few points there, and maybe you will get up there someday, you'll remember some of those points I told you about, and you will use them without having to use drugs. So we'll go on with the music now, and can you guess who this is?
Here to tell you about the Talent People of the Year Award. If you think there is someone in your community worthy of an award, pick up a nomination form now at the following outlets: The Echo, 512 Main Street, Talent. 747 Travel and the Sports Gallery in the Palace Town Center, or call to 3 Drumcara Green, Jonestown. The awards will be presented by the Taoiseach at a gala evening in the Bellegarde Inn on Thursday, October the 4th, and more about that over the next few weeks. But for the moment, get your nomination forms completed and returned by September 7th. For further information, contact Charles or Mary at 525-648. 525-648. Don't forget, nomination forms for the Tala People of the Year Awards are available now. Buying, hiring, or selling. Each day at 8:30, 1:30, and 6:30, you can avail of prime time on Wonderland Radio to reach the maximum number of potential customers for just £1. Contact us now at 512A Main Street, Tala, and place your ad in the Wonderland Radio Small Ad Spectacular.
Up to your Wonderland recipe. But right now is Token Woman Blues from the Blue Band.
Thank you.
With the time at 12:32, it's time for your Wonderland recipe. And today it's for Dublin Coddles. What nicer than a Dublin Coddle on a day like this? What you need is a half a pound of streaky or knuckle bacon. That's streaky or knuckle bacon, very cheap at the moment in the supermarket. You cut that into 1-inch cubes. Cut that into 1-inch cubes. 3 onions, thinly sliced. 1.5 pounds of potatoes. 1 pound of pork sausages, pork frankfurters will do. 1 bunch of parsley. Some salt and pepper. Corn flour if you need it. That's if the mixture is a little bit thin, you can add some corn flour. And some chopped parsley. What you do then is you simmer the bacon just for a few moments. Just simmer it for a few moments in water and drain it well. That's just to get rid of the fat. You put it into a large casserole with the onions and the potatoes cut into half if they are very big. Add the sausages and a bunch of parsley. Season with some salt and pepper and add sufficient water just to cover the ingredients. Cover the casserole and simmer gently for about an hour or until all the ingredients are cooked, removing the lid for the last 15 minutes of cooking. Potatoes should be very soft and thicken the liquid sufficiently themselves, but if you like, thicken it with more corn flour. With a little corn flour rather. And then you remove the bunch of parsley and serve sprinkled with fresh parsley. And that is delicious. So why not try that someday? And you will enjoy it. I'm telling you, it's the old-fashioned Dublin Coddle. Another Wonderland recipe for you, same time tomorrow. This is the one and only Willie Nelson with Always Late, a beautiful song indeed. Listen to the lyrics on this.
Always late, when you're on the field. Why, oh why do you want to be this way? You know you're always late.
Willie Nelson there, and Always Late, bringing the time up to 12:38 here on Wonderland Radio. And a very good afternoon to you if you've just joined us. This is Annette Murray keeping you company until 1, when J.C. Clark will be along to present his lunchtime program. Then at 2:30, we will have Chris Grace, and Chris will take you through the afternoon show with plenty of good music. Pat Dunn will be along then at 4:30. Then the Tea Time Express will be brought to you tonight by Joe Carney, and every night it's brought to you by Joe. And he, don't forget his corny joke there. He has a great corny joke lined up for you, I'm sure, this evening. At 6:30 then we have Tommy Kennedy, and Tommy will be playing his own style, his own brand, and all your favourite music. Rock on Wonderland tonight is presented by John Field. Then at 10 o'clock we have Tony Lumsden, and Tony will be keeping you company right up to 12 o'clock, just in time for nightlight. So, do stay tuned to Wonderland, and I'm sure there's something there that you will like. As always, we are Tala Community Broadcasting, so we're doing our best for you here in Tala to bring you all the best stuff in music and all the best in information. So let's continue with more of that music now, and this is a nice one from Smokey, and it's Living Next Door to Alice. A very, very, very sad song indeed.
Oh, baby got the word. He said, I suppose you heard. But as well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. And then the window, I could see right. Oh, I don't know why she's meeting or where she's going to go. I guess you got a reason, but I just don't know. But for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years of waiting for a chance. Now I'm feeling maybe get a second rest. Now I gotta get more, now I'm living next door to Alice. We grew up together, kids in the park. Barring his food and eat in the bar. Now he walked to the door with his head held high. Just for a moment I caught her eye. The big limousine pulled slow out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess you got a reason, but I just don't wanna know. For 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second chance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Then Sally called back and after all fell. I know how to help. Get over Alice. He said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting 24 years. And the biggest thing is peace. I don't know why she needs it, no way she's gonna go. I guess you got a reason, but I just don't wanna know. But for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second chance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice. No, I'll never get used to not living next door.
Ah, very sad song there indeed from Smokey, bringing the time up to 12:32 here on Wonderland Radio. And your community notebook is coming up very shortly. But right now, this is Depeche Mode and People Are People. And I'd like to dedicate this to J.C. Clark.
Thank you.
Open up our community notebook for this afternoon. And first up today, Core Gorgeous, the Irish Work Camp movement, are looking for volunteers for abroad. And the camp lasts from 2 to 3 weeks, and they're from July to September. Board and lodging is provided. Contact 729-681, 729-681, or call into 2 Belvedere Place. Back to a Belvedere Place. Brother Park Lawn Tennis Club off the Old Vaughan Road opposite Ahern's Pub opens from 10 a.m. now every day, and they're looking for new members. So why not come down and join in all the fun? Further details at 513-720. That's 513-720. Palatine AFC are having a 10K sponsored walk to land for a football pitch. It starts on Sunday the 19th of August at 11 a.m. and it starts at Ahern's car park. And they're going around at the moment, so please give them your support. That's the Palatine AFC having a 10K sponsored walk on the 19th of August at 11 a.m. from Ahern's car park. The Pala Gingerbread Association for One Parent Families issued every Monday night in the Priory at 8:30 p.m. New members always welcome. Unmarried, separated, widowed and divorced parents welcome. Advice and counselling service on Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And their head office is in 12 Wicklow Street, Dublin 2. That's 12 Wicklow Street, Dublin 2. Telephone 710-291 for their advice and counselling service 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Cuchulain Athletic Club are holding the Ross Cuchulain Open 10K Road Race on Sunday the 19th of August at 3 p.m. It starts at St. Angus' Church in Tala and there are prizes for the first six men over 30 and the first, no, I'll just put it up again, that's the first six men, the first three over 40 and the first local man. The first six women, the first three over 35 and the first local lady. Entries will be taken up to 2 p.m. on the day of the race. Numbers collected on day of the race at the clubhouse and refreshments will be served after the race. So do get your entries in there to the Ross Cuchulain Open 10K Road Race. All inquiries to Mr. Tommy O'Rourke, 12 Alderwood Drive in Springfield. Mr. Tommy O'Rourke, 12 Alderwood Drive up there in Springfield. The Palace School of Music is now being formed for everybody, children, teenagers and adults who would like to learn to read music, play an instrument, whether you have one or not, or play together for enjoyment. And it says they hope to start this project in September of 1984 and they would like to hear from everyone who may be interested. Fees will be reasonable. Tuition by qualified instructors in all aspects of theory of music, sight reading of music, and practical use and playing of the following instruments: accordion, tin whistle, fiddle, guitar, Irish bagpipes, French horn, cornet, trumpet, trombone, clarinet, flute, fife, saxophone, percussion drum, C-flat bass, and euphonium. And you can contact Mr. Pat McNally at 62 Bancroft Avenue in Tala. Telephone him at 515776. That's 515776. And by the way, have you any information or community news? Do let us know about it here on Wonderland Radio and we will do our best to help you.
Time. It's up to you.
I don't know what I can do.
a little bit in the afternoon there from John Nails. Well, the time now is 12:55 here on Wonderland Radio. It's really time for me to leave you and hand you over to J.C. Kirk. But before that, I will play you one more record. And this is a nice one here. It's from... No, I'll go on to the next one. I haven't got that one lined up. I thought I had. See, we're not perfect here on Wonderland. We'll go on now with Rory Daniels and Hello, Darling. Over to J.C. Clark. J.C. will take you through the lunchtime program, I'm sure, with a bite. And he has something really lined up for you around 1:45, so do stay tuned for that, because you can't miss this. It's really great. I'll be back with you again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. So until then, take care, and have a nice day, and so long.